Trump in Michigan, Senate hopeful Mike Rogers is one of the best GOP candidates. By Nick Gilbertson on July 27, 2026. President Donald Trump lauded Michigan Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers as one of the best candidates the GOP has this cycle. Speaking at the General Motors facility in Milford, Michigan, the president invited Rogers, who is a former U.S. representative and congressional candidate, on stage and doled out praise. "So, here's a man who's running for the Senate. I happen to think he won last time, okay. He's a great guy, and he is respected all over Washington. He's one of the best candidates we have anywhere," he said of Rogers. "He's smart. He's tough. He's fair." Rogers, who nearly bested Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, in Michigan's 2024 U.S. Senate race, which was decided by 0.3 percentage point, thanked Trump for visiting Milford and pledged to work with the president on manufacturing in Michigan if elected. "Thank you for gracing us with your presence here at the General Motors facility and bringing jobs back. Imagine if, Mr. President, you have a senator that cares as much about manufacturing, especially in Michigan, as you do. That's a change we absolutely need," he said. "And when I get back there, Mr. President, I promise you this. I will work with you to protect our families, protect our freedoms, protect our factories, protect our finances," he added. Rogers also pledged that if elected he would help pass the Save America Act, which would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote, photo ID at the ballot box, and end universal mail-in ballots with few exceptions, if it is not law by then. Watch, President Trump delivers remarks in Milford, Michigan. "And when I get back there, Mr. President, if you haven't gotten it done, we're going to pass the Save Act. Save America," Rogers said. Despite the upcoming August recess, Trump on Monday called on Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, to keep the Senate in session until the Save America Act is passed or the filibuster is lifted, which would make the bill, and other legislation, much easier to pass. Currently, 60 votes are needed to pass the bill, meaning even if it had full Republican support, the GOP would need 7 Democrats to vote for it as well. If the filibuster is lifted, the Save America Act can advance from the Senate with a simple majority. The Michigan primaries are on August 4. Rogers is running unopposed and will face either Representative Haley Stevens, DME, or Dr. Abdul El Sayed,